a podcast by Neutral Voices Media Group, NV In Depth. Welcome to Neutral Voices. I'm Dr. V, and this is In Depth, where we dig deep in the trenches of what matters. And tonight, we are talking about the amazing Black History Month, and we're going to dig into a little trivia. Did you know your Black history?
Right.
Yeah. Y'all ready?
I'm ready.
Clarence, I'm scared of your Black history trivia questions.
I've been worried
all day. I'm like,
I'm not going to hit y'all heavy. I had a long day, so I'm going to hit y'all with some fun things.
Some light stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. With that bowling shirt on, should be some light.
Ooh. Well, you know, so I don't think, so, you know, some game shows, they kind of like front load the answers and they study, they have a packet and stuff like that. So, yeah, everybody be easy. We didn't have that.
I was gonna say we didn't get that packet.
Right. Yeah. So who wants to go first?
I will.
Let's have Jen first.
Oh, you were gonna. That was polite. So did you know that Aretha Franklin was
you thinking about some surgical, I believe.
Aretha?
Did you know?
Aretha.
The queen.
Franklin was not only the first Black woman, but she was the first woman, period, to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I thought that was very cool.
Woman. Yes, the first woman.
And yes, exactly. Because when I first found it, it said she was the first Black woman.
Right.
And then the further I looked, she was the first woman ever.
Period, yes.
So I thought that was super cool the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I wonder what song do you think got her there, Clarence?
All of them.
During that.
But I would have to say it would have to be Respect.
Yeah.
Because that was her biggest hit.
Yeah, I would think.
That Natural Woman.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
they
one.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those were two of her biggest and highest sellers.
So, yeah, that was cool.
Okay, so I'll go after you.
Yes.
Since we're talking about natural women and Aretha, the queen, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. So we're going to put some respect on that, and we're going to put some respect on Black History Month.
Okay.
So did you know before it was Black History Month, it was Negro History Week.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, we're complaining about having a month.
Right.
Look at how far we have come.
Not far.
A whole week.
Look how far we came. Well, if that's the case, oh, Lord Jesus.
Wanted to bring that up because some people don't really realize that that's growth.
Right.
Because it was a week. Anyway, so it began in 1926. Carter G. Woodson established Negro History Week.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have
2 weeks.
Now we have our amazing month. And wait, and I just want to add, in 1976, it became a month long. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Took that long, huh?
I'm just saying. Okay. And I'll let y'all slide something else in there.
Yeah.
Nah. What else? What you got?
Well, mine is, and I got to correct
some. Now you're going to pop your elbows and get ready for this.
Yeah. I got to correct some misinformation that was stated on our show last night.
Amazing show.
I loved that show.
Hey, just remember, Jill is not big enough to stop me.
I ain't worried.
I got it back, though.
Yeah. Okay, but here we go. Now, last night it was stated on this show, we love you, Miss LaDon, but I got to bring you the truth, and I got to give you the truth facts. It was stated on this show, and she stuck her chest out and was proud of that.
Oh, she is not here to defend herself.
Oh, she could text in. She could mention.
I got her.
Okay.
Text her.
I got her back.
Okay.
Don't worry, my big brother.
But she stuck her chest out, and she was so proud. And Jill said, "Do you know which one was the first established historically black college university? And she said, yes, but I want you to tell me. Didn't she say that yesterday?
That was prior to the show. No, and then we realized it was Pennsylvania.
No, she said that on air.
She did say it on
air. She said it on air. Yeah. So that's why I got to correct it.
But you ain't going to stick your chest out with it.
Oh, I'm going to stick my chest out real bad.
Go
I'm
on real stick bad. It out.
Because she talked about the one and only. She wouldn't mention it by name. The Alabama A&M University. But we're going to bring you this history. Cheyenne University in Pennsylvania was the first publicly open and established historically black college and university. It was established in 1837. Then it was Lincoln University, which was also in Pennsylvania, which was established in 1854. And then Wilberforce University, which was established.
I was going that
third.
Way. I was
in 1856.
I was going that way with you because I already had it pulled up. That was one of the things I was going to pull up.
Yeah, I was going to give her, but she stuck her chest out and said it was the first one. Hey, we can't put out misinformation.
It was before Alabama AM.
It's okay, but if we can't put that misinformation out like that, let's educate our people correctly.
But that really wasn't her fault. I've got you. Because
really?
Here's why. Because we were looking it up prior to the show, and that's what the first site said. So when we were speaking of it, and then right before the show, I was looking further, and I said, oh, no, it's Pennsylvania. So really.
Oh, you're just going to say that. That's that girl power thing.
It's true.
That's true. That women stick together thing.
So it's Google's fault.
No, it wasn't Google's fault. It was Jill and LaDon's fault. I'm going to say Come on back, Miss LaDon.
Hey, man, you're going to raise up off that.
There's always more than one first.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
This is how the first. That's how we're going to leave it.
That's that girl power sticking together. You just doing it because of relation. I just want the truth to be
out. Hey,
the truth should set you free.
You ain't going to ride like that on my sister. I got something for you.
Real quick, before we go any further, he's got a bowling tournament that he needs to be. So be at. So if we can write that down. February 28th, 2024.
See, I
got to
get control of the room. I see. Where's my...
Come on,
I need it.
All right, I'm gonna go this way. I'm gonna go sports.
Okay,
I'm gonna hit you with some sports trivia.
Okay.
All right, and I'm gonna start with a lady who was the first Black All-American basketball player. Come on, Google.
Something G.
No, it wasn't. It was actually, and I just saw this story earlier, and they're hiding her records. Was it Lynette Woodard?
Nope.
Who was it?
Her name, they called her Big Mo. Missouri Arledge.
Yeah. Arledge, yes.
That's what I meant. I said Jean, but I meant that's what I meant.
that's what you meant?
Okay. Another moment in history.
Yeah.
Google stump.
But yeah, no. When he was talking about that, Lynette Woodard, as if you know who she is, she was the first female Harlem Globetrotter, but she was an amazing scorer in basketball.
Yeah, she scored the most points in college basketball, and they keep giving it to the Clark lady, but they didn't tally points like they do now, and they didn't put it on record.
Uh-huh.
But she actually is she was the first Black.
Yeah.
She scored the most points in college basketball history.
Yeah. I was reading something about that.
Okay.
Early, yeah. And they say Caitlin Clark.
Can you say her name again? Arledge?
That Mo.
And she was the first
Black All-American female.
All-American female basketball. This is Neutral Voices. Thank you for joining us. We are talking about Black history and are doing a little trivia. And did you know? So hopefully you learned something. Thank you for being here with us.
Okay.
All right.
So speaking of women, the original Black Panther Party on average was 60% female.
Mm-hmm.
60% female. With that being said, I also wanted to bring up one other fact, because I know a lot of times the Black Panther Party gets a bad rap because people aren't educated about, what they did. So I did find a lot of things that would be awesome to be brought to light. So since we don't have time for all that, I am going to make a post tomorrow and just list everything because it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But probably the most prominent program that was started by the Black Panther Party and that almost, over what's the word I want to use? Overshadowed the actual government program is their breakfast program. So they set that up in Berkeley, California, 1968. And what it was, it's the first significant program that was organized that offered free breakfast to over a period of, over the amount of 20,000 students who received a full breakfast, bacon, eggs, grits, and bread before school. So it was an awesome program. It served 19 different cities and, like I said, over 20,000 children. So that's just one thing that they did. One more thing that I thought was neat was the elderly community was going to the police department. The elderly Black community were going to the police department complaining, hey, we're walking to cash our checks, our Social Security checks. Mm-hmm. We keep getting mugged. We keep getting robbed. So the police department at that time said, you should probably walk a little further away from the curb. So the Black Panthers came together, and what they did was they offered a free transportation service for specifically elderly people who were complaining. So not only did they do that, but they also helped them, you know, get home. They helped them with appointments. So they developed this whole program. It was actually called Seniors Against a Fearful Environment, SAFE.
Yeah, awesome. That's great.
But Jill, good, and I know you're going to post it, but let's speak of this. And because you said that one of their most prevalent programs was a free breakfast. I'm going to have to disagree with
you. Yeah,
because there's a program that they started that everybody used now, and the government took it over and claims it as their own. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, the food program.
No, WIC.
No?
WIC.
Well, that's what I consider.
Women, Infant, Children. That was actually a Black Panther program that they started. And they helped young mothers and getting the needs for their babies and their vouchers, and now it's a government program. They dismantled the Black Panther, but took their program, and that's still a program that goes on today that we have to attribute to the Black Panther Party.
And all the programs, like I said, it seems like they were right alongside with the government programs, even better than the government programs.
And one more thing, y'all got me going. But I want to dispel the myth of Huey P. Newton. Everybody wants to say Huey P. Newton was this thug and he was this thing. But do you know his title? He was Dr. Huey P. Newton. He was an educated man. He was a doctor.
But he could be a doctor and a thug.
That's how they portrayed him.
I know. That's why I'm saying, so clear up that part.
No. And he was not anti-American or anything. He was pro-Black, and I don't understand why often pro-Black means anti-American, but that's not the case. He was actually about his people, and he was educated. And most of the leaders of the Black Panther parties were educated, but they just portrayed him in such a light that he was this ignorant, you know, this hostile man, which was not the case.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, their biggest thing was when the government really got on them is when they start going to the other communities that was poor, just like Blacks, and starting to combine them and get them to understand we're all fighting the same battle. Yep. Mm-hmm. Let's join together. Mm-hmm. So that's what made him even more a bigger enemy, because he knew how to join other ethnic groups together to work together, to feed, to get to the next level.
Right. They even said, I'm glad you mentioned that, because there was an article or something, maybe something that was in front of the people, where they said for the free food program that I'm talking about that supplemented for groceries, they said all people, all poor people. Mm-hmm. So they made it known. So I'm glad you brought that up, because that's very important.
It is.
Okay. And right, so I know, Clarence, look, you was talking about how excited and we got you going. So before we get you going too far, we are getting close to the end of February. Mm-hmm. And isn't it interesting that we got an extra day?
Yes.
It's leap year.
It's leap year.
I know. So it's leap year, everyone. but I'm just saying, so we got an extra day. I want to just kind of mention, you know, have you heard people get upset? Maybe it was you, that we had the shortest month out of the 12. Mm-hmm. Why do we have the shortest month?
That's what
we understand that?
But it was created like that. I mean, it wasn't chosen by other, you know, people.
What do you mean when you say it wasn't chosen by other people?
For example, like you'll see that said a lot. Why do we only get 1 month? Why do we only get 1 month? But
the shortest month.
But yeah, the shortest month.
Shortest month.
Acting as if other cultures created it, or when the white man came and said, we're going to have Black History Month for da-da-da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
So I think let's talk about why
it's
the shortest month.
That's the question. Why February? Anyone? Anyone? Clarence, you looking like, okay, so we got you going. March, so why did we get February? Why was it the chosen month? This is Trivia with Neutral Voices. Black History Month.
Google is turning into...
I just gave you a couple minutes. I want to stump you too bad. So
AOL.
It was actually, and I'll say these two names and maybe you'll remember, Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass. Their birthdays, both of their birthdays, happened to be in the month of February. And so that was one of the deciding factors. And not to mention, Lincoln was pro-emancipation proclamation. Mm-hmm. And then Douglass, he escaped slaved. And that was in what year? 1838. But it was because of those two people having birthdays in February. And because they were obviously two big people in contributing to Black history.
Yeah.
That is the reason.
Yeah. So it was intended.
That is the reason. Mm-hmm. So go ahead, do your research.
I'm not disputing that.
And I did.
I'm not disputing that.
But we're going to have a conversation about Lincoln one day. We really have to have a conversation about Lincoln one day.
Well, and I'm just saying, that's it. So when you think about February, their birthdays are in February, and that's the reason why.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, mine is, like I said, I'm keeping mine light, and I just want to ask y'all, have y'all ever watched a TV show or seen the movie The Long Ranger?
Yes.
The Lone Ranger?
Tonto.
The Cowboy?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know where you're going with this one.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I know exactly. Do y'all know who the Long Ranger was?
I just remember, like, his silhouette for some reason. Like, yeah. I remember.
Do y'all know why he wore a mask, why they put a mask on him?
I do.
Okay. Let's see if he...
Because he was black. Yes,
black.
Go ahead. You know the answer?
Yeah, he was black. That's why he had a mask on.
Yes, that's legitimately in the movies why they portrayed it.
Can I ask this question real quick? Because I'm seeing Lone Ranger, but did Lone Ranger have on a full mask?
No, I just thought he had one of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he just had his eyes covered.
Right, correct. Yeah.
A masquerade type thing, but it was black.
Okay.
But the true fact of the matter is, on the TV show, he was not black.
No. But I'm just saying.
But the character in which he's based off is a black man. Mm-hmm. He was, his name was Bass Reeves. I think Netflix or somebody just did a movie about him, or a series about him. Mm-hmm. Who he was the first. One of the first U.S. Marshals, period. Not only just the first black U.S. Marshal, he was one of the first U.S. Marshals, period. Which, the U.S. Marshals now chase fugitives and everything. So he was one of the first. He's also one of the first to help establish what the Texas Rangers are today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And on that part.
Yes. And that's why, we don't get the history. It was whitewashed. Go watch every Long Ranger series, every Long Ranger movie.
And you're going to see what?
You're going to see a white man.
Right, and so who was
Bass Reeves.
And so did the real Lone Ranger have a Tonto?
No, he was actually by himself. He was actually a man that he hunted these people down by himself. He was solo. I don't know where the Tonto came in the story, but it was actually based off of Bass Reeves.
Interesting.
You talk about movies. So one of my favorite movies, actually, I watch it with my mom, was her favorite movie, is Gone with the Wind. So have you seen it?
Yes.
So I think everybody's seen it. If not, you have to watch it. So anyways, you would think if a person wins an Oscar, what happens? Like, what happens if you win an Oscar, if you're the maybe even first?
If you're 3-6 Mafia.
First to win an Oscar, you get to go and attend the ceremonies and go through the motions. Well, that's not what happened with Hattie McDaniel.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't get to do that at all. She didn't even get to attend the ceremonies, the celebrations for winning, the celebration that won her this award. So that was very, very interesting that they didn't even allow her, but she was chosen and won this as the first African-American woman.
Yeah, she was the first one to win, and she won for Best Supporting Actress.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
but there's a backstory to that, too. Do y'all know Clark Gable boycotted the Oscars that year, and he didn't go as well. But the story is, they say Clark Gable was actually one that passed. Do y'all know what passing is?
Passed.
Y'all don't know what passing is?
He died.
No. He did. Clark Gable was a black man.
That would have been too obvious.
No, look up the term. Look
I'm like,
term.
Is that like, really? What was y'all the name not, of the movie? And she passed as a white woman, but she was black. It was a movie.
Imitation of Life.
Is it like that?
One of my favorite movies. Yes. One of my favorite movies. And that's what it was. Okay. He was a black man. And it's theorized that he passed as he was actually black, but he was actually a percentage of black. He did have black within him, but they said he was actually really a black man passing as a white man. And he stood up for Hattie McDaniels and boycotted the Oscars that year. Look it up. I wouldn't tell y'all nothing y'all can find. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's called, you like Imitation of Life?
Oh yeah, love it's that beautiful.
Movie. Love that
one
movie.
Of my mom's favorite movies.
Nah.
Oh man.
You haven't? Yeah, you should see that.
Which version did you see?
The original.
The old
black and white. Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah. It was beautiful.
And then blow up in it, did it?
No.
There's a newer one?
Well, it's not newer. It's but newer I mean, I think the one was like in the 40s, and then the next one was like sometime in the 60s.
I'm going to watch it.
I just remember watching it. It was real good. Okay, so let's get into some inventions real quick, and then we can go back into some other trivia. Well, okay, how many inventions or patents do you know of that black people came out with or that was passed?
A lot.
A number. Like some weight.
Give us a hint.
The Jackson Fives. No, I'm just...
That's not...
I mean, that's a...
Clarence should have got it when I said that.
No, I was going to say that because there was... a time where, you know, black people were inventing, but they weren't allowed to get patents.
Patents, exactly.
Yeah. And that's a good question,
And then
too.
Recently, if you look at recent history, there's a lot of black inventions that corporations took over because the people worked for that company. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's all diluted. But I think, what is it,
you
about
think
like
it's
500?
More than what? So 50,000.
50,000.
That were patent. And so then, but... And so this came about, this question, and it was brought to the table from one of our special guests that's here behind the scene. And I thought it was good to point out, but then I said, but wouldn't it be interesting to know? And so this is something I want to look up. Mm-hmm. Like how many were never brought forth? Mm-hmm. Or, how many, yeah,
or
how many things? That's what I'm saying,
like,
period. That would be a good number. To now.
Well, too. Most recently one, and the guy, like the cell phone. Mm. The cell phone is one of the most recent ones. You know, the guy that invented cell phones, he worked for a company. Now his recognition is coming. I think he worked for IBM at the time. But now the recognition, even like the GPS, that was created.
That was a woman. Yeah.
One of the women that Hidden Figures helped with the GPS. Mm-hmm. And most recently, the Super Soakers. Y'all ever have a big old squirt gun?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was actually a black man's invention, but I think it was Hasbro or Mattel, the company he worked for. Whamco actually was the company. Whamco was the company at the time, and he just now got $1 billion settlement after, you know, Super Soaker had sold off. And that's why I said that's a diluted number because there's so many inventions.
So many.
You know, slaves had inventions that they couldn't put their name on and such things such as that.
That's right. Okay, so here's another quick question. Who was Garrett Morgan?
Garrett Morgan?
Elevator.
No. No, Garrett Morgan.
You're going to remember from this point forward.
He invented several things, right? I know the stoplight was one.
Okay. I just wanted you to get that one out.
Mask.
So you're doing good. You're doing
good.
Gas
mask.
So you said the traffic light.
Yeah.
Yes, 1923. Okay, I won't hog up the time. We'll let somebody else go.
Go ahead, E. You got quiet over there.
Oh, I was looking up the patent stuff.
Oh, okay.
I got it.
Yeah, because that's interesting.
I got it pulled up, but let me. I'm gonna stick with sports for a hot second. Where I was.
Okay, so while he's doing that,
I got one. While we're on adventures, he's looking up sports, and then I told you.
Go ahead.
I'll tell you. I'm gonna keep mine light. Y'all remember what was it a year ago? It's not even been a year. It was a brawl in Montgomery. The brawl in Montgomery, the riverboat.
Oh, yes. With your relatives fighting.
Yeah, my uncle was actually.
My uncle.
My uncle was actually on a couple of them YouTubes. I ain't gonna tell you which ones, but I
can. The one with the blue shirt with. No, I'm just kidding.
I ain't gonna tell you which one, but I'm glad he never whooped me as a child because the way he was beating folks, I was like, man, that ain't gonna. But no. The star of the Brawl of Montgomery. Who was the star of the Brawl of Montgomery?
The chair.
The chair. Yep. Definitely the
folding chair.
Still is.
Was invented by a black man.
Oh. I'm like, what?
Y'all didn't know that?
The chair?
The folding chair.
Oh, no, I didn't know.
Yes.
Okay.
So, but we're going to recognize the chair right now. We're not going to.
But what was the man named that invented the
chair? Actually, let me look that up because I didn't write that one down.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, because I was just a fascinated.
Oh, you were so fascinated. It was
on the chair. You know something? He made history again.
You know something? Yeah. I'm done with you, Clarence.
Yeah. But just, I told you I was having fun tonight.
I know.
Okay.
I got a local trivia for you.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is good.
What was the Negro League, Fort Wayne's Negro League name? Or did y'all know for
the Kikiangas?
Nope.
What was it?
The Color Giants.
Stop it.
I'm dead serious. 1808.
The Color Giants?
The Color Giants. That was the first. That
in 1808.
Yeah, the first Negro League from 1808 to 1829. That was the first Negro. That was their first name. They went through like three different names.
Okay. And what does it say which one they ended up with? Like the final name.
That was the original name.
Okay.
And then they had the Color Pirates.
The Color Giants. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go with that.
Then they had the Cadillac Giants.
One of y'all might like that.
So
Cadillac. So Jill, you might want to answer this question.
Okay.
It's about the elevator. Do you know when we actually got the first elevator?
18.
Automatic elevator.
18.
Doors. She put a spin on it.
67.
You go very close.
62.
1887.
We're not cheating if I literally answered elevator before. I would have.
Does anybody know who invented the first elevator doors, then? Automatic elevator doors.
Go ahead, Joe.
It's not Garrett.
It's not. I said you're going to learn today. It definitely is not Garrett. So we are learning. Listen.
Oh, man.
Our black history.
That's why we're here.
Having a little fun, a little trivia. And did you know?
Clarence, who was it?
Getting some good facts out here.
We are. Who was it?
Do you remember?
You were on the road, Joe. I'll answer.
Well, yeah, I helped you. It's not Garrett.
I'll help you guys.
Come on, Joe.
Give me their first name.
For sake of Alexander.
Give me their last name.
Alexander Miles created the first automatic elevator doors in 1887. Mm. Yes. And I had to think about that because I was like, really? They had elevators back then? And then I remember Emmett Till. They were looking for him, but that's where the incident happened or something with the white lady on the elevator. Mm-hmm. Alexander Miles.
That's a good story, you know, because the practical knowledge is that they say that he whistled at a white woman, but it was a lot more deeper than that story. But it was like the wise tale is, he whistled at a white woman, but it was a lot deeper than that. So. Yeah.
Yeah,
but I got one because we just talked about this, the dream or the nightmare. Remember we talked about civil rights movement?
Yes.
I don't think everybody gets the credit for what happened in the civil rights movement. I know Martin Luther King, they don't. Martin Luther King, he was a figurehead. He did what he had to do. He got the movement moving. But there was a few people behind that movement that people don't really talk about or know.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is a great man called A. Philip Randolph. If you'd never heard of A. Philip Randolph, he was a Pullman's porter, and he is the founder of the Pullman's Porter Union. And he was actually the first one that was trying to do it, but they couldn't get it together. But then there's this man, and only because of his lifestyle, history has totally erased this man from the civil rights movement.
Was this lifestyle?
Yeah, it was his lifestyle. And his name was Bayard Rustin, B-A-Y-A-R-D Rustin. He was actually the mastermind and the brains that put together the March on Washington.
And can we be transparent with his lifestyle?
Yeah, because I'm curious.
He was gay. Okay. He was openly gay at the time. But the gentleman, the work that they put in to make the March on Washington happen the way that it did, these people don't get the credit. And A. Philip Randolph is one of those. I think we all need to research and learn who A. Philip Randolph is, and we'll know what he did for Black history and for Black people.
I agree with that, as well as the Rustic guy. Is that how you say his name?
Bayard Rustic.
Yeah, because it seemed like he did a lot of convincing of or with Dr. King, and some of the things that Dr. King may not have agreed with right away, he did a lot of convincing, you know, to get him to follow certain, you know, certain things. So I agree with that. Yeah. So definitely do your research. Or wait, what's the series or watch?
Oh, yeah.
Genius.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, that's a great show.
I got some good history.
I got another sports one. This is kind of, I didn't know this.
As we exit, I know y'all just enjoying yourself.
Oh, my
y'all
bad. Could
just,
I didn't know it was.
It's time to go. Okay. But let's get this one. Let's
okay,
do this one.
What boxer was named as the Louisville Lip?
Oh.
Muhammad Ali. That was easy.
It had to be.
Because he talked
all that.
I never known him from calling the Louisville
Lip. He's the only boxer I know other than the ear guy. And I thought that if I said it, you guys would make fun of me because it was going to be wrong.
The biter or the bitee? Which ear guy do you know?
The one who bit someone's ear off.
So Mike Tyson?
Mike's.
Who ear did he bite?
Holyfield's ear.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Good job. Good research. Good research, team.
So, Garrett.
Yes.
Thank you. Know, we've learned a lot. I've learned a lot
tonight. Listen, thank you, because they can obviously just carry on and talk all day until next February, but we won't let that happen. So we just want to say thank you so much for joining us. Hey, if you learned something, share it. Let us know that you did learn something from our trivia and our Did You Know segment with Neutral Voices. And before we get out of here, as we always say, Jill has her hand up. See what I mean?
I just want to say something really quick.
We're already almost into next February.
Before we go over here, I just want to say that Black history is, in fact, American history. And we always celebrate here all year long. So there
that's
you go.
That's right. We walk it out. E, what do we say before we leave our fabulous people?
I guess protect your mind.
Always.
Always.
And forever. Always.
Yes. Thank you. Next time, a podcast by Neutral Voices Media.
Your opinions are important, so you gotta speak out. Don't let your chance to be heard pass by. Spell out, send me hear you loud, proud. Shout it out, real loud. Everybody, big up. Shout it out, real loud. Everybody, big up. Wake up. No time for sleeping on the issues. This is Neutral Voices. We gon' deal with the issues. Wake up.